It's a Fastlane on 101 ESPN. The new MLS team is going to be called St. Louis City SC. And joining us right now to talk about it is Mr. Soccer in St. Louis himself, Bill McDermott, via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Bill, thank you so much for joining us today. I would imagine that this is an exciting day for yourself and for soccer fans in St. Louis. We all think that the organization is going to have a lot of success. What's your overall feeling on a day like today?
Gentlemen, first of all, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. I think this is going to be a huge success. Now, unfortunately, because of the current pandemic that we're undergoing, we're going to have to wait until 2023. But hey, we've been waiting since 1996 when the inception of Major League Soccer took place. We knew that St. Louis always could play a part in this. But this is a sport for a changing America. The majority of the fans are young, they're mobile. Technically, they're very savvy. They like to go to an event that they know is going to last an hour and a half, no longer, except for playoffs when it goes into overtime. And most importantly, for this particular venue, directly located in West Downtown St. Louis. And what it's going to do, guys, is totally re-energize this particular part of the city. And it is unprecedented in the history of this league that what's going to happen in St. Louis is going to happen. And that is a stadium, your offices, and your training ground all in the same place in a downtown location. Since the league started in 96, there's been some tremendously successful teams, but none of them have been able to accomplish that.
It's awesome. Everybody's pumped up. Today at 11 o'clock, when the name was unveiled, we got to see the crest, the colors. You know how it is, Bill. People love their soccer around here. No, nobody more than you. I want to know. So we were all waiting at 11 o'clock here, Bill, to find out what this name is going to be. What are all these things looking like? Surely, Mr. Soccer himself, you knew all this stuff beforehand, didn't you?
No, sir.
Come on.
No, sir. Believe it or not, I did not. This organization, this group, very skilled in what they do, MLS for the Lou I'm referring to. They are very tight-lipped with reference to things of this nature. And believe it or not, in the current stage of what goes on with social media, not a glimmer of a rumor, no leak. It was absolutely incredible because they wanted, and I think they had this completed, they wanted to announce this in the first quarter of the year. Optically, that wasn't right, obviously. But I think this was accomplished. But no one knew about this. And the name St. Louis City means to me not just St. Louis City, but it means the city of St. Louis. It's just soccer related enough, like Manchester City, Glasgow City, various teams like that. But it also means that you're bringing people together through the city of St. Louis. And isn't it perfect that the city of St. Louis, going to become a member of Major League Soccer, is going to do so because St. Louis, and for what St. Louis has done for this sport in the United States dating back to 1875. St. Louis used to be the soccer capital, was the first soccer capital of the United States. That's no longer the case, but we don't really know where the soccer capital of the United States is right now. Everybody plays. But St. Louis is the birthplace of the sport in our country, and that dates back to 1875. And now partially through St. Louis FC, the USL team, St. Louis is back on the national soccer map, and you are totally back on the national soccer map now, and perhaps international, because your venue could potentially host CONCACAF World Cup qualifying games.
And I know that it's a small thing and it's just one letter, but I like the SC as opposed to the FC that you see all over the place. I mean, because you're right, like you said, the home of soccer here.
Yes, positively. And this team is going to play in MLS, Major League Soccer. And not only that, but the SC certainly just means soccer club, obviously. But it also means, this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's a part of the overall identity. It also stands for Soccer Capital, which is really tongue-in-cheek, but really works well. And the overall identity with the arch, you knew the arch was going to be a part of it, but the abstract way in which they did it, the rounded corners on the crest itself, very streamlined. The fact that the vertical lines are adjacent to the arch, lining up the Mississippi and the Missouri rivers, the colors, brilliant, reversing the name city out of the solid field of color. There are limitless possibilities for uniforms. I think they really, all in all, this is A-plus all the way around, I believe.
You know, Bill, you mentioned the only thing that's the downside to all of this, and that is the fact we have to wait an extra year for it to happen. Yeah. I mean, I was so looking forward to 2022. Totally understand why it's not happening. But is there ultimately a benefit to getting an extra year to get ready? And if there is, what is it?
Well, you do indeed have another year to make sure everything is accurate. And Don Garber brought this up when he told Carolyn Kendall Betts and Jim Cavanaugh, let's wait another year because of this pandemic. You have to have a proper launch date. So when you do indeed hire your sporting director, similar to a general manager in other sports, you get everything accurate. Everything is properly focused. You have the proper time to look for a coach, to look for the type of players that you want. Do you want to have an international makeup to your team, which is almost in this league mandatory? You have to have an international makeup combined with the local player, the American player. That's the way teams in St. Louis have professional soccer teams have always been successful. So you just have more time to make sure that everything is accurate because, as Don Garber said, we have to give you time for a proper launch date to get this underway.
Bill McDermott is joining us right now. He's Mr. Soccer here in St. Louis. I'm find it interesting, and Bill, you've mentioned this a couple of times. It's going to be fascinating. We got to wait a little bit here, but it's going to be fascinating to see what sort of talent the MLS team can bring here. What do you think is going to be? Do you think that the team can generate and acquire a lot of talent from within St. Louis? I would imagine they could.
I do indeed think that. And I also think this is pretty much a mandatory part of the ingredients of making up your team. And Mike Sorber, who is a St. Louisan himself, he is the assistant coach for LAFC, Los Angeles Football Club. He said it's pretty much mandatory that you cater to the makeup of the citizens of your city. Consequently, then bring aboard Carlos Vela, a Mexican international, played on Mexico's national team many times. The Mexican fans come out in droves. The German fans used to come to Chicago and see Bastian Schweinsteiger play for the Chicago Fire. You have to cater to the makeup of your society. So consequently, in St. Louis, you cater to the Bosnian. That's not the only group you cater to, but there are more Bosnians in St. Louis than any other city in the world than in Sarajevo. So consequently, you have to cater to them somewhere along the line, along with other international players. There has to be Hispanic players. There has to be players of color. And you have to have, and you just mentioned this, players ideally from your own city. And if there's any team in a league that's capable of doing just that, it's St. Louis City SC.
Bill, we know you got to run. Thank you so much for joining us on such a special day. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. No, our pleasure. Bill McDermott, Mr. Soccer here in St. Louis.